Hello, this is not an English lesson. This is learning English with real life, and we think that's the best way. So today I've got my beautiful wife Ingrid and my beautiful baby daughter Abigail. She's sleeping. You guys can meet her in a later video. But my lovely wife and I, we are going to tell you guys in a nice, calm, real life English about what it's been like the last 3 weeks being new parents.
Yes.
Are you ready? So let's talk about what labor was like. Mm-hmm. And what labor is, guys, is when a mother is having the baby, okay? She's having pain in her stomach, and it's one of the hardest but most beautiful things that a woman will ever experience. So I can't tell you guys what labor was like. I can tell you what it looked like for me. But let's hear what my wife has to say about labor.
Okay. So I don't know where to start. I was hoping that it wasn't that bad, how people always say, because you can just hear bad experience from other women, like, oh, that was terrifying, like, that was crazy painful, that was, like, even traumatic. Traumatic. And of course, I was afraid of those things, but I was like, no, that there has to be a way that it can be better. You know, like I read so much, I watched so many videos. So I pray so much. I ask God, like, please give me a different story that I can share with other women, that it can give them hope in some way, you know, because I want to be that person who has a different story. And know, like, the bad and bad and bad. And that's how it was, guys. But, of course, I won't say it wasn't painful. It was. But when you are in a situation that is stressful and, like, painful and things like that, I think it's normal to feel like the time is longer. But my story was different, because I told my husband, like, that was like 1 hour in pain for me in my brain, but it was actually, I don't
eight.
Like 8 hours maybe, but like painful was like 4 hours, you know, like the real deal. But I want to know from your point of view.
So guys, it went by fast for me too. And she was in a lot of pain for a long time, but she was very strong. There were some times where she said, I can't do this. I can't do this. I need a break.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw she was starting to, like, lose her control,
yeah,
I told her, breathe for me, baby, breathe.
Yeah.
And we focused on long, deep, slow breaths. And then she got back into that.
That's true.
Like meditation and back into the zone, focused. And she was so strong, guys. My point of view was, I had no idea my wife could be that strong.
Yeah.
And especially at the time where you have to push the baby out, she was so strong. Let's talk about, what was the funniest moment? Was there anything funny in all of that? Because I have one that was funny.
No, really, for me.
We didn't know it was funny while it was happening. But if we had been somebody else looking, it would have been hilarious. She almost squeezed my head off, guys. So while she was pushing, hold this for me. She was holding on to my neck like this. I could feel my face turning purple.
Like this.
She was squeezing so hard, guys, my neck and my head. And I felt like, I used to do jujitsu, so I know what it's like, somebody
no, really,
choking you. She was choking me, guys. Very hard.
Wow. How
yeah.
strong was that?
It was strong because she was pushing so hard, but I just had to be strong and not say anything and
wow.
take it, because she needed me right there. She needed my strength. So what have these first couple weeks actually been like? Because I thought, I haven't been to work in 2 weeks now, and I thought being home with them was going to be much easier than being at work. But it turns out I've been working way harder here
oh, yes.
than I've ever worked at
yeah.
my job. So
oh,
what is different from how you thought it would be to how it actually is these first couple of weeks?
I think for me it's like the hormones are, you know, all over the place for me. And, you know, like I get very sensitive if she don't want to eat or I get very, like, you know, anxious sometimes, but it's normal because the hormones and all of those things. But I think, like, I knew it was hard to have a newborn, but yeah, sometimes it feels harder. So not having time, like, to eat and go to the bathroom when you want and, like, take a shower. I have it because I have him. But if I don't have him, it would be crazy, you know, impossible.
Another thing, guys, that you need to be ready for if you're going to have a baby, really work with your partner, because if we weren't working together as a team, neither one of us would have slept at all since we've been home from the hospital. But because we work together, I'll stay up with the baby for 4 or 6 hours. Then she'll take care of the baby while I go sleep for a few hours. But if you're not working together as a team and giving each other time, you're not going to sleep at all. Mm-hmm. No sleep. And that's very hard. Okay, guys. Abby woke up. Abby is what we call Abigail. That's her nickname. And a nickname is a shorter version of your name that your family and friends call you. So I think Abby wanted to say hi. Abby says, are you ready to learn some real life English with comprehensible input? Well, good. Let's go. Abigail is hungry, guys, so she's going to eat while we finish the video. So what are some things that nobody tells you to be ready for when you have a new baby that you found out?
I don't know. I think, like, the crying part, like, you can, eventually it's going to happen. Like, I thought it just some babies, you know, some babies get more fussy. But the truth, guys, I think is every baby get very fussy sometimes. And you need to be strong to handle that.
So fussy means wah, crying, and there's nothing you could do to help.
Yeah, and like, no reason, right?
So this happened to us last night, guys. For like 2 hours or more.
3 hours.
She was screaming. We couldn't feed her. Her diaper was clean. There was nothing else we could do, guys. Yeah. So finally, I took her in my car and drove around, put her in her little car seat, and that finally got her to stop. So, guys, you know, you think, like, okay, if they're crying, something's wrong, I could fix it.
Yeah.
I'll give her bottle or I'll change her diaper. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there's nothing you can do. And my wife and I were talking how good that we have each other in this moment.
Yeah.
Because imagine if you're just a young woman all alone, nobody to help you, and your baby's screaming for 3 hours and you haven't slept in 3 days.
Oh, that's the other part nobody told me, you know, like, not gonna you're not gonna sleep good, but not like this. Like, I every night maybe sleep like what, 4 hours, 3 hours, and like, how you say it? Like 2 hours you are awake, and then later to another 2 hours again because I have him. Otherwise it would be impossible. She wakes up every 40 minutes, every 30 minutes, every hour, but no more than that. She doesn't sleep more than that yet.
Another thing, guys, about sleeping is babies are loud even while they sleep.
That's so funny.
So you think, like, oh, I could just sleep while she's napping. But when she's sleeping, she's making noises like, eep. She sounds like that sometimes while she's napping. So try and sleep when your baby's doing that. You think something's wrong with her. It's hard and it takes a while to adjust to. This is called burping a baby. And she pats her back, she pats her on the back, and the gases in her stomach,
there we go,
can come out. She did it?
Yeah.
See, and then the baby feels better. Sometimes they'll stop crying. I just want to talk real quick about, has this changed our relationship?
Well, yeah. I mean, not because we want to, you know?
What relationship?
We haven't, like, been together, like, sleeping in the same bed since she was born. Because we need to take turns.
So that means I take the night shift, she takes the day shift, or the other way around. Mm-hmm. But that means I have to take care of her for a while so she could sleep, then she has to take care of her so I can sleep. But we can't sleep together anymore, and I love holding my wife while I sleep, so we really miss that.
Yeah, but I know it's gonna be better, you know. It's not gonna be like this forever. So that's the only thing you need to keep in mind, is like, if there's a bad day, it's not going to be like that every day. And is gonna, the time is gonna pass, you know. So, yeah.
So it's been hard, you know. I wouldn't even say it's been hard on a relationship, because I love you more than I've ever loved you.
Oh, me too. I'm more.
You know, honestly, guys, like in the hospital, I thought I've never loved and respected her so much, but it is hard not to be able to sit on the couch with her and watch a movie and just, you know, be together. We always have this little thing in between us now.
Yeah.
But we have, like my wife said, we have to remember this is just a small piece of time.
Right.
And we have a new member of the family for the rest of our lives. So it's worth it. But these first few weeks are hard. Where do you see the next year of our life? How do you think our life will be so different in the next year than it was in the last five together?
I can't even think about it. I don't know.
So when I think about that, I think about traveling now. Like, traveling right now would be impossible. Like, there's no way we could take this baby on a plane and then she screams for 3 hours and there's nothing we could do. I mean, you could, but it would be terrible for everybody on the plane. Yeah. The whole plane would be looking at us like this. And we'd be like, well, what do you want us to do? It's a baby. So, guys, the next year, you know, as she's growing up, might be difficult. But I'm really looking forward to watching her grow and giving her a much better childhood than we had. And, you know, our parents loved us and everything and did the best they could. But from all that we've learned and done, I can't wait to see her have the opportunities that we never dreamed of.
Yeah.
This baby's going to be on a plane before she's a year old. This baby's going to leave the country, you know, and have a passport when she's three. Mm-hmm. And this baby's going to see her mom and dad doing awesome things and things that we would have never dreamed of growing up in simple families. So we're excited to watch her grow, and you guys will be able to share a little bit of that process, because, you know, on this channel, I share my real life to help you learn real life English. Anything else you want to say, baby?
Besides everything, I'm happy to have the beautiful baby. And yeah, I'm just so excited for the future and see her, like, how she's gonna look like. Because it's different to see a newborn and then when they're two, like, they're toddlers, you know.
Toddler.
They look so different. So I'm excited to see her face.
So newborn is what we call a baby that is newly born. She was just born. And I think you call them that up until they're like 3 months old?
Two months?
Mm-hmm. So we have a newborn for another month. Hopefully things will get easier and we'll be able to get more and more sleep. But I just wanted to make this little video and share with you guys what's going on in our life. Give you some good real life English. So thank you guys as always. Those of you who were so sweet and kind to us on the Instagram, if you want to follow my Instagram and see other, you know, inside looks in my life, I'll put that down below. Check it out. You could check out the Native English Starter Kit, which I've added some really cool content to. And if you feel like practicing your English, click that link to Sprout, and you could talk to Kyle AI for a week free. Thank you guys so much, and see you in the next video.